Federal Emergency Management Administrator Deanne Criswell took some heat at a House Oversight Committee hearing to investigate charges of political discrimination surrounding this year's deadly hurricanes in the Southeast. According to a so-called whistleblower report, at least one FEMA employee said they were instructed by a supervisor to deny services to homes with signs supporting Donald Trump. Criswell says the employee was fired and that the agency does not routinely practice or support discrimination by party affiliation or otherwise, and that any effort to do so would be reprehensible.
There is nothing in our policies, in our procedures, in our training that would direct any employee to bypass anybody's home based on their political party.
Republican Congressman from Kentucky James Comer said Democrats target and demonize Republican voters who support the president-elect's initiatives. Trump has alleged a, quote, weaponization of government against him and other Republicans, a concept he's used to explain his felony convictions, among other things. Comer said FEMA may also be weaponized against civilians in need of disaster aid.
Unfortunately, we have recently seen a disturbing example of this weaponization of government on full display. In the wake of Hurricane Milton, at least one FEMA official engaged in political discrimination against supporters of President Trump. This official ordered employees to discriminate against vulnerable Americans affected by a hurricane when they needed assistance the most. This same employee alleged on TV that this was not an isolated event.
Comer and Republican colleagues in the House referenced a text message that was allegedly sent to FEMA workers from a supervisor in Florida, which contained the instructions to skip the houses with Trump signs while out on neighborhood canvassing missions. Criswell said around 20 homes were skipped in this event, most likely, she says, not due to discrimination, but in a misguided effort at de-escalation. Since former President Jimmy Carter established the agency in the 70s to organize disaster aid efforts, conspiracy theories have been circulating in conservative publications and websites that say FEMA is out to harm civilians. They say the agency intends to employ martial law by capitalizing on disasters to move survivors into concentration camps, or what some conspiracy theories famously call FEMA death camps. Though there is no evidence to support these theories, more rumors abound that FEMA has weather control capabilities and purposefully created the deadly hurricanes in Florida and surrounding areas specifically to target Trump voters. For these reasons, Criswell said it's likely local FEMA staff had received politically charged hostility and made the decision to skip homes they predicted would be threatening, but she maintained the decision was wrong. No decision about the FEMA local supervisor's employment has been reached yet, but Criswell told those at the hearing she plans to investigate and is prepared to take disciplinary measures up to termination.
The actions that this employee took are unacceptable.
I know that, and you know that.
And
we agree on that.
I would welcome an investigation by the IG.
But you haven't requested. Will you request one?
I will request one.
According to FEMA numbers, disaster survivors received over $1 billion in aid last year. The agency helps survivors repair homes, access alternative housing, replace lost property, among other types of aid. Criswell maintains the incident was isolated among those particular staff on the ground and that she's prepared to turn over all communications to the Congressional Committee for investigation. I'm Teresa Wears-Bianska, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.